Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pee Wee Wanninger. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Veach. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is hit by the pitch. Dugan moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. Dugan moves to third. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Wanninger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-1 in the game. Wanninger hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Myatt steals second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Dugan moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Musel reaches second base with a double. Dugan scores. Combs moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp takes first base on ball four. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fuchter throws to second for one, and Sewell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Combs scores. Musel scores. Two runs are unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Wanninger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Jameson moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schocke is called out on strikes. One out. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 0-for-2 in the game. Wanninger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Dugan moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Veach catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Veach. McNulty tags and scores. Burns tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Yankees, 3, Indians, 3. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pipp for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutzk takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Lutzk moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lutzk moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McNulty is walked intentionally. George Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schottky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pee Wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wanninger moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wanninger scores. Dugan moves to third. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wanninger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lutzk takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shang for a passed ball. Lutsk moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lutsk moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shockey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shockey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shockey hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pee-wee Wanninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wanninger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wanninger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for George Burns. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. One out. Ben Carr pinch hits for Chick Fuster. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Reynaud now playing first base. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Dugan reaches third base with a triple. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. Dugan scores. Combs moves to second. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Musel bunts towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Yankees. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jamison for the out. One out. Joe Schott pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.